all set for Tórshavn, Warren?
Yeah, definitely. As you say, looking forward to the first competitive match. We've a good build-up so far, good response from the players, but, you know, it all goes out the window unless we perform in that pitch on Thursday night. And as I said, you know, it's still early days where we want to be, but, you know, it's the first competitive game for the players instead of playing a friendly, and, you know, the mood in the camp's very good.
Good for Team Bonin to get away for a couple of days, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, there's a job to do. It's not something that, you know, where the luxury of these pre-season friendlies and tours you can go on and, you know, enjoy it and work hard. But, you know, it's good to get the boys all together, get them on a plane, and, you know, most of them's been there and done it before. But, you know, we're out there to do a job. You know, as I say, it's probably a bit like the SAS. You're in and you're out. That's the way we want to go about it. And, you know, one we're looking forward to.
We're going to get a win and away goals. That's what's needed in Europe, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, it is. It is. But, you know, you ask the you know, they'll be looking at it. They don't want to concede, I'm sure. The worst thing in the world is a home goal. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm sure they're very confident with where they are in the league. And, you know, they're in the middle of their season. You know, they'll be confident, you know, against us. But as you say, we'll be quietly confident. I like to go about my business and blab this and blab that. You know, at the end of the day, you can train and train and train. But I've seen people freeze on a pitch, and that's what we're building up to. But, you know, we're going out there to get a result and give the players every chance to do that.
They'll obviously be match fit. Are you pleased with our level of fitness?
I am, definitely. You know, the boys have looked after themselves. That's why I give them all their post-season programmes to come back, and they've all come back looking very well, as I said earlier. But, you know, it's all down to that baggy air and that Thursday night on that pitch that we build up to. And obviously, you know, they'll have fitness levels that'll be a lot better than ours, they'll be a lot sharper than ours. But, you know, I've always said that extra lung comes into it. You know, you want to dig in, you have a will to win, and that's something that I want in these players and something that I've seen so far.
It'll be your first competitive match. It'll be a proud night for yourself, won't it?
Definitely. You know, I grew up a Linfield fan all my life. You know, I remember some great European nights, and, you know, the one that always stuck in my mind was the Copenhagen one, where we were phenomenal at home, went over there, and I think we lost it in extra time. But, you know, it's a great incentive for us as well to get through and, you know, hopefully get Stockholm. But, you know, they'll be looking the same as well. But, you know, it's my first competitive game as Linfield manager, and one that I'm thoroughly looking forward to, and can't wait to get started.
On behalf of all Linfield supporters, all the very best for Thursday night. We'll all be roaring you on, and looking forward to seeing you next week.
No, thank you. You know, they're the best. They're the best fans out there. You know what I mean. At the end of the day, they're loyal to their club. It's the biggest club, as I said, in the island. And you know, I'm a fan myself, but, you know, I won't let that come into business with it. And, you know, I know they'll be behind us. And hopefully, we can go out there and get the right result, and you know, bring an atmosphere to the game next Tuesday as well.
Cheers, Pride and Thursday.
Thank you.
Thank you.